think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. 30.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall at 7:05, Doug McElway from the Fox News Channel. He does a lot of national politics, but he's going to help us break down what's going on in the Virginia race for governor and lieutenant governor all ahead. 7:15 this morning, Frank Minniter is a gun and hunting expert, and he knows a lot about these bump stocks and whether or not people even use them that often. We'll talk about that debate that's raging in Washington. Josh Krauscher from National Journal joins us at 8:05. He has a good eye on what's going inside the Democratic Party as a top Democrat now calling for Nancy Pelosi to step down. We'll talk about that. And then Jill Vogel at 8:35 this morning. She's a Virginia State Senator running for Lieutenant Governor. Just got into a hot debate last night. So we'll find out how she thinks she did. Vince Collin is here with Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now is James Carafano. He is the Director of Foreign Policy Studies for the Heritage Foundation. He's also a leading expert in national security. James, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Man, you have a packed schedule this morning.
Yes, we do. And you get to kick it off. How exciting is that? I want to talk to you about Iran. President Trump announced that he'll decertify the Iran nuclear deal. He's going to kick it back to Congress. Isn't this where it belongs anyway?
There's a good argument for that. So I think this isn't going to satisfy the harshest critics on either side because it's kind of half in and half out. He's not withdrawing from the framework. What he's doing is decertifying our participation in it. So it goes back to the Congress. Congress can reimpose sanctions. They can reimpose a graduated series of sanctions. So essentially what he's telling the Iranians is you're going to have to do additional measures in order to convince us that, one, that you're not pursuing that you won't pursue a nuclear weapons program in the future, but also that you're going to modify your behavior in the region.
But there are some high-level people who are saying that he needs to keep the Iran's nuclear deal and are against him decertifying it.
Well, he is keeping the deal. The deal's still there. But the United States is saying that we are unsatisfied with Iran's compliance with the deal, which is perfectly his right as President of the United States. That essentially, that's the thing that Obama signed. If they wanted the United States to be bound in this thing in some, you know, stronger way, then they should have put a treaty, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm. So upside downside, how do you assess this? I mean, is this good for the United States? Is this a better position, or should we have just stuck with the deal as written?
Well, we shouldn't have stuck with the deal as written because that was accomplishing nothing. I think the argument is you just withdraw completely, which I would have been happy with, or do you kind of try this halfway measure, in a sense, give the Iranians an opportunity to actually comply with the deal? Here's what the administration gets right. Iran is an adversarial regime. Their behavior has not improved as a result of the deal. If anything, the money they've gotten in the deal has made them more aggressive. And nobody, no serious person has any confidence that we've actually derailed an Iran nuclear program. So pursuing a deal which isn't serving your interests, just makes no sense.
Now, how do Republicans in Congress handle this? It seems like kind of a sticky issue. I don't feel like we have clarity on where they're going to come down.
Well, I don't think the administration has clarity on it either, I think their argument is the deal's not working, so to do nothing is unsatisfactory. Congress can be enormously helpful here. What they can do is come back with a graduated series of sanctions, which would increasingly put pressure on Iran to comply. And the Iranians have a choice. They can either live up to the spirit of the deal, they can curb their behavior in the region, or they can just keep being Iran.
All right, so let's. I want to jump into move over from Iran into this Russia investigation. There's, you know, all sorts of news this week on the Russia investigation. The Senate Intel Committee come out, give, you know, basically said that they don't really see an end in sight here just yet. They're not quite convinced yet that the collusion argument is over. They kind of want to keep looking into it. And then you've got the Steele dossier, which is that Trump dossier talking about all sorts of weird things that President Trump supposedly did in Russia and how this is like a blackmail item. What did you make of all of the progress of all of these investigations this week?
Well, you know, it kind of sounds like a nothing burger so far. I'm not an expert on this. I don't track this stuff day to day. You know, as you were, you know, I worked on the presidential transition team. I also briefed candidates during the election. You know, I personally, in my experience, never saw anything that remotely looked like collusion. So I've just not paid much attention to the whole thing.
You're not paying attention to it, but it is a detractor in terms of the president's agenda to some extent. And the Republicans seem to have been party to this. Some of them, I think, with, you know, for good, wholesome reasons. But others, it just feels like, why is the Republican leadership continuing to allow these multiple investigations to drag on in their houses?
Well, you know, I think trying to shut them down, it winds up being problematic. Well, I think this administration, much like the Clinton administration did during Whitewater and the Reagan administration did during Iran-Contra, is they've made a decision that this isn't going away. It may plague them for 8 years, and they're just going to get on and do business as usual. And, you know, I think, honestly, that's the right call. I mean, I don't think it's actually hurting the president and the execution of his agenda. There's nothing they can really do about it. So all you can really do is live with it. And I think that's the strategy they're going to pursue.
Okay.
No, I was just going to say, so we just continue. I believe there are, three investigations into Russia at this point. And instead of rolling them into one to maybe, I don't know, save taxpayer money, we'll just, you see all three of these separate investigations continuing to just go on and on and on.
Yeah. So my brilliant analysis is that the way Washington works will continue to be the way Washington works.
I love that. Well, would you bring that back at some point? We appreciate that.
I know that is really digging deep.
That's perfect, though.
James Carafano, really appreciate your brilliant analysis, as always. Thanks for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, 6:43 now on WMAL.
There's no way around it.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.